It was really an honor to meet Eden and get to know her. She is a person who lives her life with her heart wide open. She just welcomes everybody in, and that was really beautiful to see. And at the end of the trip, she said, "I just want to have a big house and we can all live in it together." And I love that sentiment, because that's the heart of our God. He is preparing a place for us to live together with him, and I thought that was a beautiful picture of that. Next up, we have Levi. Levi is the sort of person who's going to find a better way to do something than everyone else around him. He's going to use the tools to perfection. He's going to find new ways to use them. And that was really cool to see. I heard so many stories about him doing that. And also, he's a shepherd. He's a person who brings people together. If he sees a group of people just kind of floundering around, he's going to find a game to play with you. He's going to find something to do with you together. And that was really cool to see on the trip. And lastly, we have Rouge Valley's Lily Barnett. I really saw Lily grow up a lot on this trip, and it was really amazing to just see her courage in doing things without even her mom there. Often she would be put in situations where she'd be separated from her mom, and she just embraced it and did what was asked of her, and that was really awesome to see. So I'm very proud of all you guys, and I can't wait to hear what you're going to share. You're the
Okay, so my question was, I forget what my question was, how the trip changed you. So as I was there, when I got back, I kind of like felt so much more grateful for like everything I have, because when you're there you see that like the kids will like get so excited over you giving them like one marker. Like we went out into the community and we were just handing out like toiletries and like markers and stuff, and they just get so excited for like one marker, when like here like a marker isn't that much to me. It's just something I use at school. And like this one time we went out with the kids to go get like a walk around the neighborhood, and we stopped at this convenience store, and like they got these little bags with like straws in them, and they were just drinking their little like Coke out of these bags, and it was really cute that they got so excited over like a little bit of Coke and some chips. So yeah.
My question was how I saw God working in me was when I got sick. My temperature was very high, and then two nights later, Angie, Leslie, and Maddie prayed for me. I felt much better, but I was still sick. Luckily, Diana had the medicine. Once I was finished all of it, I was better for the Ramala. So I saw God working in me to get me better to finish the last few days.
My question was, what was my favorite part? And that's a hard question because it was all fun. But that's a good question. So I liked hanging out with all the kids at the orphanage and doing some building projects that were there. We helped build a soccer field, and and we moved bricks at the Eagle's Nest. That was all fun. Yep, and the rest of it.
So now is normally the time when we would dismiss the kids, but we're going to see if we could maybe push them actually, we do have a little one here today. It's okay. I have in my special magical bag, I have some coloring books and pencils and markers and stuff. So I thought maybe we could pass them around, the kids could grab something, and then if they're getting a bit rowdy later on, then we'll dismiss them for Sunday school. Does that sound good to everyone? Yeah? Okay. Can I get someone to help me? thank you. So next up, we actually have the offering. So that is going to be Ronan presenting that. He's kind of doing this on the fly very last minute, so he's going to do a thing. It's going to be great. I was really glad to have Ronan on this trip. I loved seeing him wandering around with his papers of all the Spanish that Engin Osbaldo had given us and madly flipping through, trying to piece together words to communicate with people. It was really amazing to see. And I often heard laughter coming from wherever Ronan was because I don't know what he was sharing, but I know communication eventually happened, but I was really proud of him for trying. That's not even something I would have been comfortable doing. So Ronan is going to let you know how much money we raised and just how some of those funds were used in Guatemala, and then we'll pray for the offering and we'll take up the offering. So.
I don't have the plates right now, so you can, like, I could walk around with my wallet and you could all put it in there. So my notes are on my phone and stuff like that, so technology. So that's not my... So for the trip, we raised $14,798. And after the tickets, we had 9,000 left to give to the community of Guatemala because, you know, tickets are expensive, so. So while we were there, we went to three main places. So we went to the Santiago Alliance Church, and so there we gave, like, a whole bunch of money. So we gave them $13,000 for construction material. Or not $3,000. $3,000 for construction material. $120 for piñatas and lunch for kids. You gotta have piñatas. It's just... If you're going to somewhere Spanish-speaking and you don't bring piñatas, it's like a capital punishment. Then we also gave $360 for special gifts to teachers because we had a lunch or a dinner for them. We gave $300 for their social school ministry, and we also gave $620 for a certain family in need that was in the area. So they got groceries and beds and stuff like that. We gave $100 to Pastor Pedro, just because he's Pastor Pedro. We also gave $550 to the playground project, which is a thing called, it's part of a thing called Safe Passage Ministry. And so, if I remember correctly, there's in the poorest areas of Guatemala, there are children living in the landfills. And so there was a guy, and he was creating a ministry to help them live and pull them out of that situation so that they could be in better houses. And so we gave money to that too. In the Eagle's Nest, so we also went to the Eagle's Nest Orphanage. And so there we gave $2,700 as a monetary gift for having them, because they were letting us stay over and stuff like that. So that's what we gave them there. We also gave $210 for crafts and special gifts and piñatas again because you need them. And also a monetary gift for the staff. The Eagle's Nest, they have a manna ministry, which is when the kids from the surrounding community, they come in to for ministry and outreach and stuff like that. So we gave them lunch boxes, crafts and school supplies, so and lunch and stuff. So that was 650 that went to the man of ministry. Then we also went out and around to the families of the community of Solola, which is the area around the orphanage. So we gave 380 for one family to change the roof because it was going to collapse on them. We gave 120 to build for construction material to build a wall. $60 to provide dental care for Oliver, who had a really bad tooth. Like, he couldn't open his mouth and not be in pain. It was really bad. We gave 160 to provide groceries for three families, which was beans and corn, so that it would feed them for a couple months. And then on the final days, we went to into the city, and we went to Iglesia Jesu Cristo Guatemala City Church. And so we gave them $300 as a monetary gift to the ministry and $300 for construction because their church was destroyed by the volcano eruption, one of their sister churches. So that's where all our money went. And interesting things happened. I remember pretty vividly carrying a mattress up like a mountain, and like you had to like carry it through like chicken pens and like up like infinite stairs, like all the stairs. It was never ending. Too many stairs. But like the family we gave those mattresses to, they were living in a house that was smaller than that band stage. It was like just like a couple meters, square meters, and so it was a really bad situation. I didn't see all of it. I saw it in like a glance passing. But other people were saying how the grandfather, he had like broken his feet and he had no money to like reset them, so he was just sitting in a chair in the dark in pain, and there's nothing he could do about it. And they had no beds. They had one bed, which was just a wooden platform. And then there was over like six or more people living in this small area. So that's why we got them beds, so that they could actually sleep on something that was not the floor. So that is what we were using our money there for. For going out to the... We were giving the money so that we could improve people's well-being, and we were going out and giving people stuff, and that's where the money that you donated went to. So, yeah. And so now let's pray for the offering, which will sadly not go to my wallet, because someone found the plates. Lord, thank you that we can be here. Thank you that we were able to go on this trip to Guatemala. I pray that the money that we gave will go farther than we would expect it to, and that the people will remember the blessing that came from you. Amen. I need to...
So next up, we actually are not going to be hearing from someone who went on the Guatemala missions trip, but in a way they did, because we're going to be hearing from people who stayed behind to pray for us. And Abigail actually already shared my story that I was going to use to introduce these people, but yes, there was a, we got a little snippet of a song of you guys singing, and it was such sweet music to hear in Guatemala, to feel that connection and be reminded that we're not separated by space. In the spiritual realm, we are together, standing side by side, that we're fighting for the same things and we're praying for the same things. And it was really beautiful to hear that. So two of our people that were kind of, you know, arranging, making sure that we were covered in prayer are Tash and Grace, and they're just going to share from their experience.
So actually, just to clarify, that that singing thing I think was from the Wednesday prayer meeting. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah. So this was a little bit different. Around a month before the Guatemalan team went, I had a situation come up at my work that I needed a lot of prayer for. And I asked some people to pray for me, and they totally did. Like, they were sending me messages and saying, I'm praying for you, what's happened, how's this going? And receiving that, and God, like, just bursting through what needed to happen, I'm like, Lord, this is how we love each other. Like, we love each other through our prayer. And he talked to me about, well, why don't we, yeah, like, you should have that for the church. So the church is, like, showing love to the team that's going. It's not just us sending out. And I know it's more than those who signed up for this prayer team who were praying, like so many people were, but I sent out an email and just said, if anyone wants to pray with me, like, you know, like as a team, and we'll send updates, and NG will be able to send us messages and stuff. And we had 10 people sign up, committed to pray. So for the month before, we were like, one person was praying each day, but then on the week or the 10 days that they were gone, it was like, I'm sure pretty much everyone was praying every single day for it. So then we would have like, I had a few little notes. I think one of the reasons that God spoke to my heart was because he knew that I would be talking to my daughter almost every day while she was down there. And so I would get all this feedback from her, and she would say, yeah, Lily's sick. And I would be like, Lily's sick? Oh, I didn't know. And so I'd send out the email, pray for Lily, she's sick. And then we heard she was better. And she would like tell us a few things like, pray for a meeting, or pray for the children, bless the children this day, and I would send it out. And what really blessed me was, there were two things. One of it was just the way that the team really gathered together. So, like, there were days that people would, because we did it mostly over email, we weren't, like, gathering every day. So there was times, like, Young would send a message, and then Chris sends a message, and then right after that, like, Johan sends it. So I send it away on text to NG, and then There was times like that Grace and I were able to pray together. And it seemed that the heavier it got over there in Guatemala, the more God freed us up and gave us a burden to pray. And just more people would talk. Actually, like, God totally freed up Grace, gave her 2 days off, and we were able to take an extended time to pray about what was happening. And she felt God leading her to pray through Psalm 3 for the team. And she said it touched her heart on that day. So it was, like, exactly what she needed. And even afterwards, when people came back, we just sent out a message, said, pray and ask God, like, to uphold them, because I know what it's like after coming back from a missions trip, and it just feels like everything's heavy. So it just doesn't seem to get easy right away, and, like, Angie and Osvaldo were sick, and I know a lot on the team were sick when they got back, so the prayer afterwards. So just seeing the church come together like that, just seeing God's love being poured from us into them, like, it did really feel like we were connected somehow, even though they were so far away, but spiritually, the connection was there. So it was really quite exciting to see what he was doing. Yeah, that was mostly it.
Yeah, it was really great, like, because my boss just randomly gave me a Tuesday and a Wednesday off, and I found there was a lot of, like, stuff going on, like, just spiritual warfare and struggles. And... Oh, hi.
Sorry. I should not touch any technical, just so you know.
That's okay. Yeah. Oh, there was one funny story. So I was like, what am I going to do now? Why did my boss give me 2 days off? Should I tell him that he gave me 2 days off? But, I mean, he gave it to me. So then I asked Tash to pray for me. And so on the Tuesday morning, I was like, what am I going to do with my time? Right? And then I thought, oh, I'll go to the beach. So I went to the beach. And when me and Tash got together, I mean, like, on the phone to pray, there was, like, this party tent with a bunch of people listening to a lot of music and everything, right? And there's, like, a few people around me. So as I started praying, before I started praying, I thought, you know, it would be nice if I had a little bit more privacy to pray, or, okay, fine, you know, I'm not embarrassed of the gospel, so I'll just pray, right? So I was kind of, like, praying like this. And then we're, like, halfway through the prayer, right? And I look up, and that party scene just left. There was another older couple. They were also close to me. They left. And I just thought, that's weird. Like, God just cleared that, like, cleared all those people away just so that I can have a more, like, fervent time of prayer with Tash. So it was just such a blessing because, like, God used so many people in so many different ways. And I remembered even before the team went to Guatemala, I remember John really just encouraged everyone saying, guys, like, the prayers of this church and of Toronto Light, like, you know, the unity of the prayers is everything, because that's the fuel that lights the fire. And even when Tash was staying with NG, she was feeling discouraged that one of her main prayer warriors was not able to be as dedicated to the prayer time, and she was like, I just saw the importance, and we just had a role to play in that, like, even to say, okay, you know what, so a few of us dedicated ourselves to lift up each team member that went to Guatemala, but then it sparked something, like, I mean, for me personally, it sparked something in my life, and I thought, yes, prayer changes things. Like, it's not just, oh, dear Lord, please, you know, it's not even how fancy you pray, it's just a conversation you have with God, and to see how big this God is, to see that he was healing hearts, and he was reconciling people, and we really prayed for unity for the teams, to really show the orphanage that it's not just about, oh, wow, yet another North American, you know, missionary team is giving us money and giving us free clothes. And it's not about that. We wanted them to see Jesus Christ. We wanted them to see the love in a practical way, through the unity as well, right? Because how else can you do it unless through your actions? So without further ado, I'm just going to spend some time to pray. Lord, I just want to read the scripture, because even... as we were praying before Guatemalan team went for the trip, and then during, and even the aftermath, even and now that, like, the prayer team has kind of quote unquote dissipated specifically for Guatemalan team, I just pray, God, that you would rise up in our hearts to understand the power of prayer and to not give up. We need to pray for our leaders in our church. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters. And it's similar to what Tash was saying. She said that that's how we show each other that we love each other. We can do things, we can cook for each other, we can be there for each other emotionally, but prayer changes things, Lord, because you say all we have to do is ask. So, Lord, it says in Ephesians chapter 6, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Lord, I just pray that you'll bless your word, and I just pray that your Spirit would rise up in us, Lord, that we would continue to ask you for guidance, Lord, first and foremost within our hearts, so that we are able to love one another at church, but now extending outwards so that we can love our communities, and then even further, that we are able to lift up and remember Guatemala, that we would remember the teams. We lift up Eagle's Nest. We lift up the Santiago Church. We lift up the orphanage, the children. I think it's around 300 kids. Just pray, Lord, that you would give them hope, which is in only in Christ Jesus. It's not about the material things. It's about the hope, and that is in a person, and that person's name is Jesus Christ. We thank you so much, Lord, that the money that Ronan was just reporting to us a few minutes ago was really used in practical ways, Lord, where it really blessed the people of the community, Lord. And I just pray for extra blessings and wisdom and physical strength for Angie and Oswaldo. Just bless them, God, for organizing it, and just the heart and compassion and love that they have towards the orphans, towards the widows, towards the poor, Lord. And I just pray that you would help us to just not look at just our own situations, but to really think of the needs of others around us, and to really ask you, God, to show us how to live our lives effectively for your kingdom. Thank you so much for all the wonderful testimonies and so many answered prayers upon prayers, even paving path for people to get to the airport when there was just so much problems and politics, and then you causing the rain to come down, and then the protesters weren't able to fight, and then getting people to the airport on time, and providing further their needs, Lord. And you are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and we just want to say thank you. And let it not just end here. May we continue to realize the power of prayer through any and every situation, Lord. You've done it for me personally. You've done it even though I was praying specifically for Guatemala. You even did it in my family, in my marriage, in helping me to see how important it is to pray for my spouse and for my children. And it's not about how fancy you are in the prayer. It's about our hearts and having and asking to show us how to have a deeper relationship with you, God. Bless our church, and bless the rest of the service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.